Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show. Conservative news and commentary covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio and television network. As has been said, we Trump people won a critical battle with the 2024 election, and now we're on the offensive against the communist, globalist-aligned, administrative, or deep state, as it is called, within our government, particularly the federal government. But the political war goes on, and we are engaged in many battles to root out and remove the communist globalist elitists and their administrators who have so thoroughly infiltrated our government under, in my opinion, the Clintons, Obama, and most recently Biden. And again, as always, while I am going to speak harshly about these people who are our political enemies, because their goal is to destroy our way of life and enslave us, and they stupidly think they're going to survive this, I am in no way urging any violent or illegal acts. No one should be so upset by what the deep state has been doing and is fighting to keep on doing and avoid being caught and stopped that they decide to commit violent or illegal acts. This is morally wrong, illegal, and just plain stupid. Don't fall into the trap set by these enemies of ours so that they can use your unlawful activity as powerful propaganda against us freedom lovers. That being said, even though President Trump, who is now all too well aware of all this, has been in office less than a month, he's been moving quickly to take on and dismantle these monsters before they can reorganize after their election losses and come back more powerful than ever to defy the will of the majority of American voters. What Elon Musk and his team with the new Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, have been discovering as they are just beginning to perform audits on various federal agencies is almost stupefying. Hundreds of billions in fraud and waste uncovered so far in a federal government so infiltrated by traitors and saboteurs and riddled with corruption as to defy the imagination. But keep in mind, I'm not saying that all our government employees are deep staters. I'm sure we have many good and dedicated people trying to do their jobs and support the Constitution, and it's been a rough last few years for them under Biden and earlier under Obama and the Clintons. Just a few examples of what DOGE investigators have found thus far. And this is just the proverbial tip of the iceberg. $50 billion in payments annually to the U.S. by the U.S. Treasury Department to individuals and entities unknown, with no Social Security numbers or other forms of identification. Just throwing $50 billion here out to who knows who. Tens of billions squandered on promoting the infamous Marxist concept of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, both domestically and abroad, including some $50 billion for condoms for what I believe was called, originally it was Gaza in Israel, but actually now it is said to be the Gaza province in, was it Mozambique? Anyway, some African country. Millions for promotion of transgender operas, comic books, and surgeries in foreign countries. Billions more for schools that are climate sustainable in Pakistan and elsewhere. Probably trillions of illegitimate payments from Medicare and Medicaid, including to entities and individuals overseas. Millions paid to foreign terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Taliban. This is a gigantic, as Alice Jones says, money laundering operation. That's what it's shaping up to look like. And on and on and on it goes. Hundreds of billions in wasted fraud uncovered so far, perhaps trillions now. I mean, this thing is exploding as I speak. Every day, new things are coming out. And what DOGE is discovering is being bitterly opposed by activist ideologue judges, possibly with their children or other relatives operating NGOs, these non-government organizations that are funded through our government, most of them leftist, promoting hatred and the destruction of this country. Anyway, And these are of course all backed by the these court actions are backed by the Democrats and sub Republican rats that they're allied with. Remember, former Marxist turned conservative commentator David Horowitz, one of the great writers and thinkers of our time, declared years ago that today's U.S. Democratic Party is the Communist Party. And as Bobby Kennedy Jr., who was just confirmed as the new director of U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, has said, his father, RFK Jr. or RFK Sr., would not recognize the Democratic Party today. I could never understand why people who support communism, when its fundamental principle is that all wealth should be distributed evenly around the world to all people. That wasn't until I realized that communists have always allowed their party members to get rich, or at least live far better than those non-party members, because they consider themselves elites and therefore are somehow entitled to live better. It's like, as writer George Orwell said in his novel Animal Farm about a communist takeover, under socialism, everyone is equal, but some are more equal than others. And so, mind-boggling as it is, it appears there may be millions of Americans and others getting wealthy off what has become a gigantic money laundering operation, or I should say, operations, run throughout the federal government and probably also in many state and local governments. That's what I'm surmising we're going to find out in the end. We have a lot of video material to include in today's program, so I want to get started on that. To save time, I'm going to play our five video clips today all together and back to back without commentary in between. These are all from programs broadcast over the past week or so. As a brief overview, the first video is from Jesse Waters' primetime show on Fox, in which Waters discusses DOGE activities and starts off commenting on the firing of a federal FEMA official who defied Trump's order and sent 59 million, this is just a few days ago as I say this, to New York City to pay for housing illegal immigrants in luxury hotels, which they have been doing. The rest of the videos are from several recent Alex Jones shows on Infowars.com and also broadcast on X.com on the Alex Jones Network. The second video played today is from Alex Jones' commentary on the recent Los Angeles wildfires and the imbecilic, radical leftist, and arrogant California Governor Gavin Newsom's response to residents trying to rebuild their homes. It appears Newsom and other communist globalist elites are almost giddy over the horrific destruction from the fires, which were made far worse by California standing down from common forestry fire prevention practices and other fire preventing measures, including cutting more than $100 million in funding from fire prevention and mitigation programs by the California state in the California state budget, draining a reservoir needed to fight the Pacific Palisades fires in Los Angeles, which gave them no water to fight the fires with. LA City Fire Department, or county, I'm not sure, but cutting $17 million from its budget and sending firefighting equipment to Ukraine. The idea of these Marxist maniacs being to drive out longtime homeowners and replace their communities with so-called smart cities, in reality digital police states, where yet more illegal immigrants can be housed in new high-rises to keep these monsters in power through making the illegals citizen voters and/or using their fraudulent voter registrations, which they get when they apply for an ID card, to commit vote and election fraud. The third video is from an interview Jones did with retired U.S. Army General Michael Flynn, who was briefly Trump's national security advisor in Trump's first term before Flynn was unjustly and wrongly indicted and convicted of a non-crime by the deep state in order to remove him and his opposition to them. The video does not show it, but Flynn also mentioned during Jones' interview with him that the communist Chinese are heavily involved with their allies, the globalists, in the deep state, in working together toward the overthrow of our constitutional government and replacing it with a communist, globalist, totalitarian world government system. The fourth and fifth video clips are also from recent Alex Jones shows episodes with commentary by Alex Jones on Trump and his team's efforts to root out and remove deep state actors who are intent on engaging in espionage and sabotage of Trump's administration and its goals.
She should have taken the buyout. Mary Comins just got doged. The CFO of FEMA got caught going behind Trump's back. 47 signed an executive order that was very clear. And this lady says, watch this. I'm going to send $60 million to Manhattan so Biden migrants can keep staying at luxury hotels. Musk caught her red-handed. Mary should have known FEMA was on shaky ground. Trump just said the agency should be terminated. Just last year, FEMA got caught skipping homes with Trump yard signs. And Mary thought it'd be a good idea to sneak $60 million to migrants. Trump's famous for saying you're fired. This lady's out of her mind. And now she's out of a job. Read the room, Mary. The whole government's being audited. The Department of Education's being actively dismantled. The Dozers are in the building on the sixth floor, canceling grants and contracts. Nearly $1 billion of wasteful contracts were ripped up yesterday. Like this one. A contractor was paid $1.5 million to observe mailing and clerical operations at one mail center. This guy was observing mail being opened and being sent for $1.5 mil. This is the kind of no-show job a mob boss gives their cousin. Doge also terminated 29 DEI training programs at the Department of Education worth over $100 million. That comes to $3.5 million for each training program. Most of you have gone through DEI training programs. You're, what, in with HR for an hour? Maybe it's just an online course? Cha-ching, $3.5 million. What? I should have been a DEI consultant. One DEI session, train teachers to force students to recognize their privilege and their history of oppression. Half the classroom can't read, but this is what they're doing. Doge just shredded 18 contracts at the Department of Agriculture. One of them was for Central American Gender Assessment Consultant Services. We were paying a guy in El Salvador to assess gender. What does that have to do with agriculture? Here's another one. Forest and Gender Consultant Services in Brazil. Or this. The Women in Forest Carbon Initiative Mentorship Program. You go, girl. Elon says Doge also canceled a $17 million contract to provide tax policy advice to Liberia. $17 million to help Africans do their taxes. We even paid college tuition for Al-Qaeda. We gave a jihadi a full ride to Colorado State. Here's how the shell game works. You get taxed. Congress sends your money to a federal agency. The agency sends it to a Democrat nonprofit. The nonprofit president takes a fat salary, sends some of it to a subcontractor, and donates the rest to Democrats.
I see a lot of kickback here.
There's a lot of kickbacks.
A tremendous kickback, because nobody could be so stupid to give out some of these contracts. Yes. So he has to get a kickback. So that's what I got elected for, that and borders and military and a lot of things, but this is a big part of it. And I hope that the court system is going to allow us to do what we have to do. We got elected to among other things, find all of this fraud and abuse.
We're $36 trillion in debt. Money's flying out the window. None of the departments can pass an audit.
The reason that departments can't pass audits is because the payments don't have a categorization code. It's like just a massive number of blank checks just flying out the building. So you can't reconcile blank checks. You've got comment fields that are also blank, so you don't know why the payment was made. And then we've got this truly absurd, a do not pay list, which can take up to a year for an organization to get on a do not pay list. And this, we're talking about terrorist organizations, we're talking about known fraudsters, known aspects of waste, known things that do not match any congressional appropriation, can take up to a year to get on the list, and even what's on the list is not used. It's mind-blowing.
We're literally sending out blank checks that no one can track with no explanation. It's like the system's designed to perpetuate fraud, from USAID to Social Security.
There's crazy things like just cursory examination of Social Security, and we've got people in there that are 150 years old. Now, do you know anyone who's 150? I don't know. Okay. They should be on the Guinness Book of World Records. They're missing out. So, you know, that's a case where, like, I think they're probably dead. It's my guess. Or they should be very famous, one of the two. And then there's a whole bunch of Social Security payments where there's no identifying information. Well, like, why is there no identifying information?
Why did it take Musk to find out all this fraud? Social Security administrators are dealing, how should I say this nicely, with people who are about to die. Shouldn't they know around when people usually die? If you're still sending checks to a 150-year-old, nothing rings a bell. If the check hasn't been cashed in 50 years, that's a problem. And if the check has been cashed, that's a problem. Here's why nothing's ever done. Listen.
Really, everything is geared towards complaint minimization. So that then you understand the motivations. So if people receive money, they don't complain, obviously. But if people don't receive money, they do complain. And the fraudsters complain the loudest and the fastest. They approve all the payments at Treasury. Because if you approve all the payments, you don't get complaints. But now we're saying that, no, actually, we are going to complain. If money is spent badly, if your taxpayer dollars are not spent in a sensible and frugal manner, then that's not okay. Your tax dollars need to be spent wisely on things that matter to the people. I mean, these things, like, it's just common sense.
The complaint system runs Washington. Anytime you try to cut anything, the Democrats, the media, the lobbyists, the NGOs, they all complain. So for about a century, Washington's basically like, okay, we'll just keep sending the money. Washington forgot how to say no. And now every woman in the Amazon rainforest who claims they're a climate consultant gets your money. Do you ever wonder how people work for the government and get so rich?
We do find it sort of rather odd that, there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few hundred thousand dollars, but somehow manage to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth while they are in that position, which is, you know, what happened at USAID. We're just curious as to where it came from. Mysteriously, they get wealthy. We don't know why. Where does it come from? I think the reality is that they're getting wealthy at taxpayer expense. That's the honest truth of it.
Millions of bureaucrats were working for the federal government, working from home, and they never wanted to leave. I wonder why. One reason is because they have it too good. But there was another reason. They weren't allowed to leave.
This is actually, I think, a great anecdote, because we're told that the most number of people that could retire possibly in a month is 10,000. We're like, well, why is that? Well, because all the retirement paperwork is manual on paper. It's manually calculated, then written down on a piece of paper. Then it goes down a mine. And like, what do you mean a mine? Like, yeah, there's a limestone mine where we store all the retirement paperwork. And the limiting factor is the speed at which the mine shaft elevator can move determines how many people can retire from the federal government. And the elevator breaks down sometimes, and then nobody can retire. Doesn't that sound crazy? There's like 1,000 people that work on this. So I think if we take those people and say, like, you know what, instead of working in a mine shaft and carrying manila envelopes to, you know, boxes in a mine shaft, you could do practically anything else, and you would add to the goods and services of the United States in a more useful way.
Here's the government mine, where we house our paperwork because we won't computerize it like the rest of the world. We have 700 people working in an underground tunnel. What are we, Hamas? It's not like it's a top secret bunker. It's just where we keep Mark McGonigal's retirement folder from the Department of Commerce. How are we just finding out about this? There wasn't one whistleblower who was like, hey, Washington Post, I commute to work down a 200-foot mine shaft every day. And there's no computers down here. We do everything with a Bic pen. I can't breathe and my hand's falling off. I'm literally being shafted. Didn't we pass labor laws in the 40s against this? And Democrats are supposed to be pro-labor. Shouldn't they want to save these workers from these backwards conditions? No. The Democrats want to keep the limestone mine open.
Which side are you on? We'll fight against Josh. We'll fight Elon Musk. scab within our walls. We'll fight from dawn to dusk. Oh, which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Trump's coming for our unions. He wants us all to fail. He wants us to bow to him, but we want him in jail.
Musk wants to rescue these government gremlins from working underground. And what do they want? They want to throw them in jail. Or they just scream.
We are all willing to work with anyone who's serious about doing the work of censoring the American people and advancing progress.
And for every American who doesn't want some weird Elon Musk suck up,
that Elon Musk needs to keep his grubby hands, his greedy grubby hands, off of our government.
Situation seemed hopeless in the heart of the Jim Crow South. KKK was very active. Situation seemed hopeless.
And I'll tell you, I'm from Jersey, so I look a little differently. I say, Trump.
I don't swear in public very well, but we have to Trump.
The Democrats just came out as pro-Mannschaft and pro-terrorist tuition and pro-blank check. Musk and his teenage deputy Big Balls are saving us $1 billion a day. $1 billion a day. And have uncovered what could be the biggest kickback scheme in American history. And the media wants his head on a platter or something else on a platter.
Democrats are in the minority, so you have only so much leverage. Have you all essentially made it clear to Mike Johnson that until they allow you all to subpoena Big Balls and the normalized Indian hate guy, at least subpoena them or subpoena Elon Musk?
Democrats are judge shopping and getting liberal justices to rule against Trump for finding fraud.
Billions and billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse. And I think it's very important. And that's one of the reasons I got elected. I said, we're going to do that. Nobody had any idea it was that bad, that sick, and that corrupt. And it seems hard to believe that judges want to try and stop us from looking for corruption, especially when we found hundreds of millions of dollars worth, much more than that, in just a short period of time. We want to weed out the corruption. And it seems hard to believe that a judge could say, we don't want you to do that. Well, so maybe we have to look at the judges, because that's a very serious, I think it's a very serious violation.
Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Barack Obama. Democrats used to be about modernizing government and fighting corruption. So did the media.
If I give you $1 billion and you can't tell me what happened to it, that to me is wasteful. That means you are not responsible. But if you can't tell me where it went, then what am I supposed to think? And when there has been reporting, I mean, this is not, look, I'm not saying this is on you and that you caused this, but I think it's a tough argument to make
that. I'm pretty sure I didn't cause it.
an $850 billion budget to an organization that can't pass an audit and tell you where that money went, like, I think most people would consider that somewhere in the realm of waste, fraud, or abuse, because they would wonder why that money isn't well accounted for.
Anyone standing in the way of Doge tells me they might be on the take.
I have a lot more news I haven't hit. I kind of just went into 45 minutes on Gavin Newsom, burning everything down, and how much fun it is, and how great it is, but it's because of climate change. You know, oh, the virus came because of climate change. Oh, the people all died not from the lockdowns in the third world, but from climate change. And boy, all the society's about to burn down. They told us soon all the cities will be burning because of climate change. No, because you burn them down. And then, are we willing to admit they did that? Are we willing to admit they killed us with the poison shots? Are we willing to admit what they did with red dye and fluoride and atrazine? Yeah, it's all on purpose, people. And do we have what it takes to admit what's going on and do something about it? All right, here's the end of the clip. Here it is.
It's not a taxpayer-funded plan. It's a syndicate pool run by the insurance market itself. And it's the insurer of last resort. And it's existed back to Ronald Reagan in 1968. As it relates to that plan and their exposure, they have reinsurance, a significant amount of reinsurance. We feel strongly at this moment, and again, this changes in real time, that the plan will be able to absorb the losses ultimately. Now, as it relates to the larger issue of the insurance market, not unique to California by any stretch of the imagination, what's happening with insurance, and this is the reality, the new reality of extremes, extreme heat, extreme drought. You have droughts and rain bombs. You have flooding at the same time you're dealing with droughts, all happening concurrently. There's a new reality, the world we're living in. And if you're not believing science, you have to believe your own eyes, your own lived experience. And the reality is the insurance market understands it better than anyone else. The market and Mother Nature's are going to have to change the way we live and do business in the context of how we plan, how we do land use, zoning into the future along the lines of your question. We have to wake up to this reality. We cannot be in denial about what's going on with Mother Nature, again, around the globe, not just
So just to sort of pin you down, what does that mean for the rebuilding in some of these high-risk areas?
Just a more sophisticated design and planning. Remember, Altadena, many of those homes were done in the 20s and 30s and 40s for a world that no longer exists from a climate perspective. And so the ability to absorb a deeper understanding as you rebuild it presents itself anew in a profound and, we hope, impactful way. So I'm concerned about it, but I'm not concerned about our resourcefulness to address it with the most modern standards anywhere in the world. By the way, California leads the nation already in building zoning standards. Our ability now to take it to the next level to be a model for the rest of the country presents itself.
A model 15-minute city where you have no property rights, that's what zoning means, that follows the UN code that they already had set up and ready for the Palisades, and they just burned it down. And it's a model for what they're going to do around the country, burning down your town. Just ask Maui. And there it is. Oh, these are old houses. No. We got a new model, these big high-rises, Smart LA 2028, that they set up 2 years ago, all magically. And now they're adopting that exact plan. How magical is that? Wow. You know, we got plans. If that house wasn't there, we could do this. And of course, they won't sell. Well, it's just going to burn down, and then the governor's going to come take it. That's sick. That's evil. That's the new world order. Bump, sir, that we've turned the tide. Now I believe it's ours to lose, but we better understand we have won the major battles, but the war has not yet been won. Is that an accurate statement in your view, sir?
That's absolutely, you know, one of the times that I came on your show and spoke to your audience was right after the election. And I said that we cannot declare victory, you know, over Europe was the metaphor that I used to kind of describe, you know, what we had just won in this monumental mandate victory that President Trump won. And there was a sense of euphoria and everybody felt good, but this is just the beginning. And now what we're seeing, you know, as an example, you know, I want people to understand, you know, Trump put out a thing today, I think, where all of these different, you know, uses of he, him, she, they, whatever, all that's got to end in all the naming conventions for all the people that are serving in government as of 5 o'clock today. One of the things that I have learned in the last probably 2 weeks is a lot of these bureaucratic offices that have been these offices of diversity, equity, and inclusivity, these DEI offices, what they are doing is they're subtly changing their names, right? Because there's a lot of, just to give you an example, inside the Department of Defense, there are 16 other, what they call agencies, activities, and commissions, right? And these other 16, just inside the Department of Defense, never mind the four big services, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. These are businesses. These are giant components that have anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 to 30,000 people with budgets that range from $1 billion to about $15 billion. That's 16 small, you know, small, mid-sized, large-scale businesses inside the Department of Defense. So the scale of the bureaucracy that Donald Trump, Pete Hegseth, in this case, in the example of the Department of Defense, that they have to deal with to try to, you know, now we have a, like a horse, like trying to break a wild horse. And this wild horse, you know, this wild horse is one that has been running roughshod, frankly, for 8 years of Obama. We all witnessed what happened during the first Trump administration, as many good things as Donald Trump did. And then we had 4 years of Biden, and God knows, and we're going to learn more about whether or not, you know, Biden was in charge of anything, because one of the things that I'm going to take on with a group of people is going after these 8,000 pardons that they did, you know, to see if the man was even clear-headed when he signed off on them. If he wasn't, then that's a different story. So what's happening is inside the bureaucracy, there's a lot of sort of, you know, deception going on within the deep state. And I will keep saying this, Alex, that had President Trump not won this election, he'd be in prison right now for the rest of his life. As much as President Trump is trying to be benevolent and he's trying to make sure that he's working across the aisles, he's trying to work with these people and trying to get our country back up to where we are the world leader again, because the Chinese are all over the map right now. And the Chinese have infiltrated into our country, because I do, you know, in some of the time that I have today, I want to speak to Panama, because Secretary of State Rubio is going down there. So I do want to speak to the Panama Canal, because, you know, I've been talking about the Panama Canal for years and the importance of it. So for your audience and for the people that will follow this, there are elements, and particularly the White House, those that listen to this broadcast, there are organizations inside of the United States government right now, in the executive branch of the United States government, that were the offices of DEI, and they sometimes they call them the Office of Talent or Talent Management. Clearly, they're underneath the Human Resources Directorates. Those offices are just, they're shifting and changing names. The people are still going to be in there. They're going to lay low. They're going to stay quiet. They're going to, you know, provide white papers as to what they cannot do, back up the chain of command. These are large organizations. You need to know the people that are taking over these agencies, these activities, these departments, particularly at the secretary level. They need to know that they are up against, we're up against the clock, and we're up against a body of people that have been so embedded. One of the reports that I got about a week and a half ago was that we think that there's around 2,000 people that were put into the government in different departments that have been put into different, you know, components of the different departments, about 2,000 that are both tied to Obama, because Obama is still the guy. Okay, don't mistake anything. This is not a transition from the Biden administration. Obama was running the Biden administration for years. You know, I mean, since actually Obama was in charge of the takedown of President Trump 45, and Obama has been running the.
I mean, let's be clear, General. You're talking about stay behind networks that when they were officially still, you know, in charge.
I've been told as many as 2,000. That's right. Stay behind networks, infiltrators into the government to basically block and tackle. So strategically block and tackle and to undermine the, in this case, President Trump, and to do everything that they can. And these are trained activists inside of the government. They are now in government positions, so they're not in appointed positions where you can go in and just immediately remove them. And I do believe the kinds of things that we're seeing Trump do is a complete reformation of the civil service system. He also has the full authority, the President of the United States has the full authority to remove every senior executive, every senior intelligence executive, every defense intelligence executive. Those are called DISLs. It's an acronym for them, D-I-S-L. He can remove every HQE, which is a highly qualified expert that came in under the Biden administration. And in fact, anybody that was hired post the election, all of those have a grace period where they sort of in a testing period whether they're worthy or not, whether they're able to stay in. All of those should be put on hold. And all those individuals, in many cases, especially the ones that were more senior, that were put into specific positions, they're going to need to be removed. They should be told, thank you, you're going to go home. We're not going to continue with your hiring action.
And General, we also saw the Inspector General of the one of the big agencies, the USDA, refusing to leave and having been removed. Trump's, as you know,
physically
already fired.
Removed.
He's already fired some of the people also that where they just changed the name of the offices. But these are spy networks. These are illegitimate. These are disruptors. They will also not just leak, but leak fake information, but mix it in with information they're able to get to make it look real. These are saboteurs. And if we're going to be successful, they've got to be completely purged.
Yeah. So, you know, I was listening to Kash Patel's great testimony yesterday, basically. It was great confirmation. Kash, you know, I would expect him to be, you know, in the seat here, hopefully by the COB today, by the close of business today, so he can get to work in the FBI. But one of the things that I am convinced of, and I know some of the areas, and we've already started to do some work on this, but we have a significant, this is kind of what you're getting at here, Alex. We have a significant counterintelligence and espionage program going on inside of the federal government. Some of that is also over in Congress, and clearly it's some of it affects the judiciary of our country, but we definitely have it in the executive branch. A counterintelligence, meaning spies that are adversarial in nature, or espionage, meaning people that are conducting subversion and some form of treason inside of our government right now. So we know that when we say the left or the Democrat Party, this is really a Marxist movement inside the United States of America, has been going on for a long time.
Even and General, just interrupt because you're dead on. None of this is your opinion. We know about Crossfire Hurricane, that you and others were illegally targeted, which Obama was running. Now we're learning about a bunch of other ones. This just broke because the head of the Intelligence Committee brought it out. Arctic Frost, the FBI, directly under orders of Obama, day one targeting you, Trump, and everybody else, and ongoing for years. This is criminal bullshit.
Yeah, it is criminal bullshit. It's not just corruption. I want your audience, I want America, I want the world to know that we've caught these people. We know who they are. And so this is not just corrupt actors trying to fill their pockets with money. Money is a part of it. Power is the bigger part. This is a complete ideological shift that these people wanted the United States of America to take, meaning go towards this idea of this Marxism. They're linked very closely to the globalists. You've covered this extensively and, you know, in depth and expertly for your audience. So, you know, this audience knows that. But this movement has not dissipated. All they do, like good little Marxists do, they basically subvert into the within the government, in our case, into the executive branch principally, and they go into kind of a covert level. And they begin to run operations covertly at a sort of leadership level for them. Obama is still in the mix. People like John Brennan, still in the mix. People like Jim Clapper. Those are the names that we know. The 51, right? The 51 that had their clearances suspended. It's actually 58 because there's another 7 on that list whose names never were released. And they're going to have to go after them. But these people are still part of what is going on in Washington, D.C., to continue to subvert the ability for Donald Trump to do the things that he's trying to do. And what I want the American people to do, and it goes back to social media, and thank God we have X, as a means to be able to communicate, and we tap into what I call digital soldiers, or what we know as the
citizens. It's a major launch pad to develop force multiplication and humet in the general population, which is now happening.
One of the names that doesn't come up all that often is Mike Hayden. Mike Hayden, he's another general, U.S. Air Force, Mike Hayden, former director of the National Security Agency and former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. The intelligence community, which Tulsi Gabbard is going to have, Gabbard is going to have to get in there, and she's going to have to mix it up. But the intelligence community is the fourth branch of government, which is not supposed to be the case. The lead intelligence component within that branch of government is the Central Intelligence Agency. The person that continues to run that organization is John Brennan. I know Ratcliffe is in there now. He's been confirmed. You know, he's starting to mix it up a little bit. But John Brennan is still the sort of, and I've been very public about this, you know, and it comes at risk. But this guy is out there, pointy end of the spear, running the operations, and he's subverting this president as I speak right now, and he knows it.
So by the way, let me just back you up. It's not just you're the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency National Security Advisor. I watched Brennan in 2018-19 in meetings on C-SPAN with all the former spy chiefs, and they were addressing him as really the shadow government leader of the resistance. Yeah. I mean, he clearly is the top dog. He's committed so many crimes. I mean, it would take hours. I don't even know about him. Doesn't Trump just, obviously, doesn't Kosh and all the rest of them know, we need to go on offense. These people need to be indicted. That's how we'll shut down their networks, is to cut the head off politically.
Yeah. So, and again, about, back to what I just said about counterintelligence and espionage ongoing inside of our government, inside the executive branch of government, and the and it's happening from the FBI. It's happening from the CIA, and it's actually happening from within inside of the Department.
This is just incredible. And of course, the biggest news, which I've, if you're a listener, you already know this, and a lot of you knew before you ever tuned into me, there's been a real CIA coup since 63 when they killed Kennedy. But now in the U.S. aid documents alone, we have the multiple impeachments funded against Trump illegally. That's total election meddling, what they claim the Russians were doing with no evidence. And it is a coup against the 2020 election, massively involved there. Massively involved in pushing lies and disinfo covering up the Fed's insurrection. All of it. And so these are multiple CIA coups against Trump and the American people and our election integrity. Now, I've been saying that forever. I've said that yesterday and said that the day before, specifically with headlines. But now it's mainstream knowledge. It's all over the news, and the Democrats are saying, yeah, well, Trump's a bad guy. We did that. Sending money to Ukraine, directed by the CIA, through USAID and other groups, back to the Democratic Party, back to the corporate media, and then back specifically to Democrats and lobbyists to direct the propaganda and the mechanics of multiple impeachments, but particularly the fake Ukraine impeachment that failed. And then massive election meddling in 2020 and then ongoing into 2024. And, man, they got a federal judge who says she's set to block Doge looking at these files. They're too special. They're stealing your personal data. No, they're going into the giant buckets of money. And it's all illegal. And the entire coup mechanism is being exposed and being dismantled and disrupted and removed, and it's all ultra-criminal. And I'm telling you, indictments are coming so fast from the new Attorney General Bondi. We're covering it all straight ahead, back in 60 seconds. How's it feel now to run straight into an awake population, New World Order? Oh, you thought everybody was stupid. No, people were asleep. And they were naive. Because they aren't evil to the core like you. But let me get into the news. So I've got Fox and CNN and all of them, and the best parts, ABC News and all of them, and the Washington Post trying to spin it. And they're like, it's totally legal to have USAID running anti-Trump stuff and creating the impeachment articles and financing all of it. Oh, but when you falsely claim the Russians did a little bit of that, oh, my God. Trump's got to be removed from office. And all of that was a premeditated lie. All finance, not just the Steele dossier and Crossfire Hurricane and all of it. Trump didn't know how the government worked, didn't know all these stay-behind networks were put in by Obama. I would tell him. That's why they came after me so bad. I said, you know all these agency groups, Obama set these up in the defense authorization right before he left. You know they're targeting you, right? Oh, well, now Trump knows all about it. He's got General Flynn and everybody else in there that, helping target its infrastructure to take it down. It's happening very quickly. And again, when you hit it and they've already committed so many crimes and then they come and defend the crimes, they're admitting to the crimes and trying to sell you that the crimes are okay. And then in that, they're confessing. It's delicious. So Trump and Musk move with lightning speed to go in. And billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to the Democratic Party. 93% of the politicians that got it were Democrats. 93% of the money. And they got a few neocons like Lindsey Graham involved, of course. I mean, Mitch McConnell. You can just guess who's on the deep state titty by whose sheet of music they play from. So now we learn, we already knew this, but now it's official, that the CIA directs everything at USAID, and that it's a revolving door where the politicians vote for the money. It goes in, and then they use part of it for political control and to destabilize the country and the world so they can have new crises to go get Congress to fund to, quote, fix the crisis they created, exacerbated, or made worse. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. And then a bunch of the money just goes back directly into their pockets as well. And so not just high-level politicians and bureaucrats, but even mid-level and even low-level federal employees will have a second or third job on these foundations and NGOs and nonprofits. That's why there's over a million of them, just the nonprofits and NGOs. Over a million. It's like 1.1 million. We had an expert on mapping with AI the other day. So now Trump, the reason they're upset, and it's now they've walked right in Trump's trap, they're using AI computer systems to scan it and just create a list. They don't have to look at each person's thing. The AI goes in and creates a list of federal employees that don't have second or third jobs or aren't on NGOs or aren't in nonprofits. And then it's indexed with the IRS AI that's been operating for at least 10 years. And then it spits out the reports to them of everybody that's breaking the law with outside jobs, the people that aren't coming to work, all of it. And it goes from the worst to the least and to those that aren't doing it. And it's a blueprint for the federal crimes, open and shut, that they've all committed. That's why Trump said like a week ago, he goes, oh, yeah, now that we're going to get into the federal worker database, we're going to find out who's not been at work and who's illegally got other jobs. So that's why you see the bowels emptying publicly by all these criminals, both great and small, is that, yeah, they pulled up numbers. It's 1.5 NGOs, and but the numbers are like 1.1 million are leftists. So this is incredible.
As I said earlier, it's clear we are a long way from winning our political war against the monstrously evil deep state and its allies around the world. The political and legal battles against these enemies of freedom and common sense go on. Until we are successful in transforming our government and societal entities back into supporting and promoting freedom and our way of life under the Constitution, we remain in great danger. We must remain vigilant, resolute, and focused on these goals till there is no longer any need for them. That's all for another show. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly here on the Jim Benson Show pages at bbsradio.com/The Jim Benson Show. While you're at it, scroll down and check out our related videos section. Look for us again 2 weeks from today in this same time slot with another episode of the show. And have a great rest of your day and evening.